Publisher's note. The author references statistics charts throughout this recording. To access these charts, download the associated PDF file provided with this program from your CD or digital download provider. You can view this file on any PC or Mac computer. To Caitlin, an 8-war wife with a replacement-level husband. Part 1. The Model. Chapter 1. Manny Sanghian couldn't find his car keys. It's the middle of the afternoon on March 31st, 2011, Major League Baseball's opening day, and I have bets riding on 4 baseball games being played simultaneously. It's a Thursday, so the stock market is open, but I have no idea what the S&P 500 is doing. What I do know is that the Cincinnati Reds just scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning, making my first bet of the season a winner. This sets off a flurry of incoming texts and emails and causes me to wheel about with joy. Opening day marks the culmination of a month of writing baseball-related essays for my friends, but contrary to the stereotype of the statistics-obsessed, stay-at-home, male baseball blogger, I am neither clad in my boxers nor sitting in my mother's basement. In fact, when the year began, I occupied a seat on a Wall Street trading desk, just as I had for the previous 14 years. I had signed a lucrative contract in the past year to trade technology stocks for a multi-billion-dollar Japanese investment bank. While not a basement-dwelling blogger, neither am I the consummate Wall Street trading, carefree Manhattan bachelor. I have a wonderful family. 8 years prior, I married a beautiful California girl and moved to San Francisco, where we chased our 2 tutu-clad daughters around a house overlooking the Pacific Ocean and the Golden Gate Bridge. So why am I sitting in a wheelchair 2,500 miles away, alone in a New York City apartment, unemployed, and risking not only my money, but my friends as well? Born in 1965, I grew up a sports-crazed child, like so many post-baby boomer boys. I devoured every word of the Philadelphia Inquirer sports section, collected baseball cards, treated the arrival of a new issue of Sports Illustrated like a weekly holiday, and played hours and hours of APBA baseball and Stratomatic basketball simulation games, all of which eventually led my brain to become stuffed with random facts and trivia. In some of those stories from Sports Illustrated, Inside Sports, and Baseball Digest, a fact referred to in passing often came to mean as much or more to me than the article's overall theme. I know I'm not alone. Gather a dozen or so 40-something guys and throw phrases at them like, "Todd Marinovich never had a Big Mac," or, "Wade Boggs ate chicken before every game," or, "Sid Finch could have joined the New York Philharmonic." And if they are sports-obsessed, they will know what you're talking about and can identify the complete story. Footnote. In order, the primary theme of each story was actually, Marv Marinovich raised his son from birth with the sole purpose of developing an NFL quarterback. Wade Boggs may have been one of the best hitters of his era, but he also had some strange habits. See also Adams, Margot. Finally, Sid Finch, a multi-talented Renaissance man, was the most promising pitching prospect ever to report to a major league spring training camp. Opinion on the 1985 Sports Illustrated story, The Curious Case of Sid Finch, is split into 2 camps. Most consider it a George Plimpton masterpiece, but Mets fans rue it as a horrible hoax. Here's another. Manny Sanghian couldn't find his car keys. Whenever I hear the name Roberto Clemente, the first thing I think is, Manny Sanghian couldn't find his car keys. Footnote. Actually, another image, regrettably, also comes to mind when I hear the name Roberto Clemente. During college, my roommate Mike confided in me that when he needed to delay orgasm, he'd think about Roberto Clemente. Horrified by this overshare, I exacted my revenge by telling people Mike couldn't have an orgasm without thinking about Roberto Clemente.